this bulletin, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison joins Southeast Asian leaders in Thailand for the ASEAN summit. Police charge a woman in Victoria over stealing two girls. And in sport, Ashley Barty and Alina Svitolina battle for the richest prize in tennis. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha says he hopes leaders at the ASEAN summit will take advantage of the opportunity to exchange views and set out the future vision of the regional bloc. The three-day meeting in Bangkok has officially opened, with Southeast Asian leaders also planning to attend an East Asia summit on Monday. Philippine Trade Minister Ramon Lopez says he doesn't expect the conclusion of a 16-nation trade deal spanning much of Asia to be announced on Monday. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, backed by China, would reduce tariffs for a third of the global economy, including Australia. Minister Lopez says of the 16 nations involved in the negotiations, India remains the last holdout.
One country would prefer to have some kind of confirmation before they can really totally agree. There would be a continuing negotiation on the remaining items as part of the market access, in the market access area, which hopefully can be finished by about February next year.
Australia's Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says he's hoping the major regional free trade deal can be signed early next year.
I hope and trust that we will see a pathway forward for the signing of that agreement next year, as has long been anticipated. That's certainly the goal that Australia is working towards. And we're working towards that goal because it's about getting trade agreements that mean more export opportunities for Australia and more jobs for Australians.
The Federal Health Minister says Australia has to take responsibility to overcome its cultural problems around aged care. Greg Hunt says a damning interim report from the Aged Care Royal Commission revealed a national cultural issue. Meanwhile, Labor has set a deadline for the government to take immediate action on the Royal Commission's interim recommendations before the Senate returns on November 11. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has not outlined what steps the party would take if the government missed that deadline, but says Labor would be collecting signatures for a petition to present to Parliament. Pauline Hanson and Bob Katter, two of Queensland's most controversial politicians, are joining forces ahead of next year's state election. Mr. Katter says the pair are forming an alliance ahead of a drought tour across regional Queensland starting tomorrow. While Senator Hanson and Mr. Katter's parties will remain separate, they'll be using their respective representation in Parliament to put pressure on the government. Mr. Katter says he hopes the added pressure results in more legislation to help drought-affected farmers and to reintroduce a minimum price for milk. A woman has been charged with stealing a 4-year-old girl and a 10-month-old baby while pretending to be an au pair in regional Victoria. Police allege the 31-year-old of no fixed address was arrested with the two girls along Bendigo's Paul Mall on Friday after forging documents to get a job as an au pair. The girls were returned to their parents unhurt and the woman remanded to appear in Bendigo Magistrates Court on Monday, charged with two counts of child stealing as well as stating a false name. And to sport and tennis, world number one Ashley Barty is preparing to compete with defending WTA finals champion Alina Svitolina for the richest prize in tennis. The contest at the WTA finals is Barty's sixth final of the season. If she wins the tournament, the French Open champion would also pocket $6.4 million in prize money. Barty is looking to become the first Australian since Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley in 1976 to lift the WTA Finals trophy. She says she has nothing to lose.
It's a match that I'm looking forward to. It's always an extremely tough match against Alina. She's an incredible opponent, knows how to win on the biggest stage. And I think for me it's an opportunity to come out and enjoy it and try and finish off the season really well. A season that's been magical, and I think to cap it off with a chance to win another title is really exciting.
And now a look at the weather. Perth, sunny 25. Adelaide, shower or 2, 20. Melbourne, showers increasing 18. Hobart shower 217, Canberra partly cloudy 23. In Wollongong, shower 2 possible storm 21, similar conditions for Sydney 24. Newcastle shower 225, Brisbane shower 2 possible storm 29, Cairns partly cloudy 31, and Darwin shower 2 possible storm 33. I'm Biwa Kwan, and this is SBS News.